Well, local shares had a weak day on Friday. The ASX 200 finished down by around 1/3%. But over the course of the last 5 days, we've actually seen the market just manage to scrape into positive territory. And that marks the fourth consecutive week of gains in those terms. But really, when you look at the last three, the market has really been struggling for direction. It's still moving around that 6,000 mark in terms of the index, but what's pretty clear is that it's waiting for the next catalyst. As far as today's performance is concerned, it really boiled down to the weakness as far as financial organisations were concerned. So to that end, ANZ was down by about 1%. There was a better performance from the miners in patches. Fortescue Metals was up by around 2%. But company news, it was in dribs and drabs, probably nothing to blow the mind, but nonetheless, Crown Resorts in the last day announced a number of asset sales which totaled $700 million, which is good to see money moving out of the core assets and back into the nub of the strategic direction of the organisation. And that also boils down to the way the market's perceiving the new direction of the gambling operator. So stock up by about 3% today. Macquarie Atlas, the international toll road operator, today was reacting negatively to the news that Macquarie Group had sold down its 11% stake in the organisation. So that's why the shares were down by around 4%. News Corp was just in negative territory. Of course, the big story of the last 24 hours has been that 20th Century Fox has been bought out by the Disney Group. It's not going to have an impact as far as the Australian assets are concerned, but certainly a noteworthy topic nonetheless. Genworth Mortgage Insurance also indicated that net earned premium from policies is going to be a little bit low, and the stock was down by about 2%. And the Aussie dollar finishing the week at around 76.7 US cents, so still enjoying support on the back of yesterday's firmer employment numbers.